South Africa is also part of the United Nations International Labour Organization, which obviously set a standard for international law when it comes to labour legislation. And you know, we actually try to very religiously try to follow these laws. So from a standards point of view, South Africa is obviously trying to comply with international labour standards as far as possible. The only question we have to ask is how effective is it? And I think once we have to address the question of effectiveness, we have to first of all ask ourselves from what angle are we looking at approaching this question. If you are approaching the question from a capital point of view, then obviously we will complain and say that look, labour legislation is over-regulated in South Africa. That's extremely difficult for employers actually to do business here from a labour legislation point of view. However, if you, from a labour point of view, you obviously say if we have a 25% unemployment rate, then the regulation is what you can expect. And personally, I'm also from the view that most of life works on a demand effect. So at the end of the day, if you get a situation whereby unemployment is so high, then surely you can expect higher regulation and labour laws. Mm. I don't believe, however, from an economical point of view, that that will necessarily influence whether people will invest or disinvest on South Africa. At the end of the day, businesses will ask themselves what is the availability of resources in the country or the region I want to invest in, what is the kind of profit that we'll be able to make, and then secondary to that, they will look at other legislation like legislation as to whether they will invest or not. So I don't think there's any evidence at all that will say because we are so over-regulated that we are actually scaring investors away from the economy. Primarily, employment is connected to the economics of the country. So look, we do obviously need investment from especially overseas companies in South Africa. We need to grow our GDP. That's quite obviously important. At the end of the day, without money, there's not going to be jobs. The question from a labour legislation point of view is, shouldn't we make it less stringent, our policies? Well, that's a good question. I think that's an open philosophy for us to see in this station, to see if it's going to work or not. I think what is scary for employers or for investors, though, is if you look at on the one hand, you get the legislative framework. In other words, what does legislation allow us to do? For instance, you get strikes, you get lockouts. But there are decent boundaries within the law in which this can obviously take place. But now what do you see on television, for instance? You'll see a lot of victimization that goes with it. You'll see vandalism. That is not part of a law. So the question really is, number one, you have all these good laws in place, but how effective are we in actually managing this? I think then the question really that maybe scares investors away is more the social culture of South Africa or South Africans than necessarily the law itself.